Today's daf is Zvachim daf Kuf Gimel. We are holding on, we're at the Mishnah, on the top of daf Kuf Gimel, Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah is going to discuss when the Kohanim get the Or of Karbanos and when the Kohanim do not get the Oros of the Karbanos, the hides of the animals, which types of Karbanos. The Pasuk is Mefurash, that when it comes to a Karban Ola, the Kohanim get the Or. Is the Ola the only Karban that the Kohanim get the Or? What about other Karbanos? What about other Kachi Kachim? The Gemara is then going to discuss which animals are not Oros Lekohanim, the Oros do not go Lekohanim, based on the Pasuk Olas Ish. Olas Ish comes to be Mima'et, certain types of Karbanos. And one of the types of Karbanos that, according to the Brisa, it might be Mima'et, is Olas Hegdish, but we don't know what that means. What is an example of Olas Hegdish where the Kohen doesn't get the Oros? So the Gemara is going to have three shitos through Amud Aleph, what is exactly being excluded with the term Olas Hegdish. And then on Amud Beis, we're going to have two opinions of how we know that Oros Kachi Kachim also go to Kohanim, meaning it's not only Karban Ola, it's all Kachi Kachim, the Ashim, the Chatos, the Or goes to the Kohanim, but that's not Mefurish Bekra. So where do we know it from? So one possibility is that there's some sort of drasha. The other possibility is that it's a Kal V'Chomer, and we're going to explain why the one who learns it from the Pasuk doesn't learn from the Kal V'Chomer, why the one who learns from the Kal V'Chomer doesn't learn from the drasha. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Gimel Amud Beis is going to discuss whether there's a difference between a psul that happens before the Hefshet, before they skin the animal, and one that happens after they skin the animal, as far as where the Oros go. And the Gemara is going to point out that it seems to be a stira in terms of the authorship of this series of Mishnayos between the Mishnah on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph and the Mishnah on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. And in order to resolve the stira, we're going to have two approaches in how exactly to resolve that stira. I mean, there are two possible opinions. One, that the Mishnah Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph seems to follow, the other, the Mishnah Kuf Gimel Amud Beis seems to follow, and two possibilities. Either it follows the one we thought that fits better with Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we touch up a little bit how Kuf Gimel Amud Beis fits, or the reverse. So let's begin. We are holding on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. We are at the Mishnah on the top of the page. So the halacha generally is that Oros of Karbanos do not get burnt on the Mizbeach. They get skinned off of the animal, and by Karban Ola, the meat gets burnt on the Mizbeach, or by other Kachi Kachim, the meat gets eaten, except for the Chatos and the Srafos, where when it comes to the Chatos and the Srafos, once you do the Zrikas Adam, the Ektaras Emurim on the Mizbeach, they burn the rest of the animal outside of the Machne, Beis Hadeshen, Im Orosehen, together with the Oros of the animal. So what about the Or of a Karban Ola that's already skinned? So says the Mishnah, Kol Shalo Zacha Mizbeach B'Vesara, if there was some problem with the Karban Ola, to the extent that the Mizbeach didn't get the Basar, meaning there was some Psul that happened before you were ever Zorik the Dam, the Zrika is what's Matir, the Basar, to the Mizbeach. So if some Psul came up before the Zrika Sadam, and therefore you couldn't be maktir the basar on the mizbeach, well then lo zachu kohanim ba'ora. Such a karban, the kohanim do not get the or of that karban. Shenemar, how do I know this? Pasuk says, olas ish. Ola sha'ol sala ish. We darshan that olas ish means only an ola that actually went up on the mizbeach, meaning that with that person was maktish for the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach was Zoche in that Ola, the Mizbeach was able to get the Basar of that Ola, but if the Ola became possible and the Mizbeach never got the Basar, well then the Ish doesn't get the Or. The phrase Olas Ish appears in the context of a Pasuk, I think in Parshat Tzav, Va'koin ha-makrives Olas Ish, Or ha-Ola sharikriv la-Koin lo-yeh. Meaning the Pasuk goes on to say that the Or of that Ola goes to the Kohen. That's why we're able to darshan about the Or from the phrase of Olas Ish. The whole Pasuk is about the Or. So when the Mizbeach doesn't get the rest of the Karban, the Kohen does not get the Or. Ola shenishchata shalo l'shma, if you have a Karban Ola that was shechted not l'shem Ola, aval pishlo also the Bailim, even though he's not Yotzei Yischiv, that's the very first mission in the Masechta, but Ora l'Kohanim. The Or will still go to the Kohanim. And we're going to learn that from the Pasuk as well. The Gemara is going to explain. Now, there is a Shita of Chizkia in Maseches Gittin and Daf Nun Gimel who holds that Midor Raisa, a Kohen who's Mefagel a Karban, has to pay for ruining the Karban. A Kohen who has a Machshava, Chutzazmano, of a Karban, even if he did it b'shogeg, he thought that you're allowed to, you're allowed to eat this for 3 days, and he didn't realize that no, Shlom is only 2 days and one night. So he, nevertheless, even though it was shogig, if he's mefagel lekarbon, he has to pay for it, because according to Chizkiyah, hezek she'enu nikur shmei hezek, that even though it's not a physical hezek, it's not a recognizable hezek, although it's machlokes rishonim exactly how to define hezek she'enu nikur, but pasha pshat, it's not a physical hezek, it's a halachic hezek, that's still called hezek, but the chacham pater a mefagel b'shogeg, in order that, meaning even though midal raisa, he should have been chayiv, Chizkiyah says in the Sugin Gittin, the Chacham say that he's pater because we're afraid that if we tell him that he's chayiv, if people know that they're chayiv for being mefagel a karban, he's not going to come forward with that information. He's just going to present the karban to the bailim and say, here you go, and he's not going to let the bailim know that it's a pigul and that the person is violating an iser kares. So over here, it's a little bit difficult. What are we talking about over here when we say in Ola that shechtet shelo lishma, that even though it's not also the bailim, the or goes to the Kohanim. If we're talking about where he shechted b'mezid shelo lishma, so for certainly the or is his, because the Kohen has to pay for the entire karban. And if we talk about where, that he shechted b'shogeg shelo lishma, so then why is he zocha ba'or? Whatever the chum patrim l'shalim, that's in order that he should have to let the bailim know. So why would he be marviach the or? So you have to say, the Panim Yafos points out that we're talking about that the bailim themselves shechted shelo lishma, and that's why the or goes l'kohanim. Okay, so says the Mishnah Vayter, echad olas ish vechad olas Isha, or we'll say in the Kohanim, whether the Ola belonged to a man or a woman, the Or goes the Kohanim. Of course, why would I think not that way? Well, we keep darshaning the key phrase in the puzzle, because Olas Ish. So you might think that in this context, Ish means Ish velo Isha. I just got a call from a Rav last night asking if female Kohanim are allowed to go to a cemetery. So I said, I mean, that's like Bnei Aaron v'lo Benos Aaron, right? That's the drasha, that it's only Bnei Aaron v'lo Benos Aaron. So sometimes the Torah speaks in the masculine, and it's just speaking in the masculine to all of Klal Yisrael, but sometimes it says a word that's like specifically, you know, clearly about a male, Bnei Aaron, Dafka, not Benos Aaron, or Ish, usually is Ish, v'lo Isha. So there's a good reason that there should be a Hava Amina, that it should exclude Isha. That's why the Mishnah has to go out of its way, that Echad Olas Ish, ve'echad Olas Isha, the Oros go l'kohanim. Oros kachim kalim l'bailim. The Oros of kachim kalim go to the bailim. Oros, meaning it does not go to the kohanim. The bailim themselves get to keep the or of the kachim kalim, just like the bailim themselves get to eat the basar of kachim kalim. You know, the basar of kachim is nechal l'zichre kohuna, so the kohanim get the or as well. But kachim kalim goes to the bailim, so the bailim get to eat the or, get to have the or. Oros kachim l'kohanim. The Oros of Kachi Kachim go to the Kohanim and Kal V'Chomer. It makes sense based on the Kal V'Chomer. Ma im Ola Shalo Zachu Bivisara Zachu Ba'ura, by a carbon Ola where the Kohanim do not get the Basar of the Ola because all of it gets burnt on the Mizbeach, and yet they still get the Or of the Ola. So Kachi Kachim Shazachu Bivisara Nehendin Shiyisku Ba'uran. So when it comes to Kachi Kachim where the Kohanim do get the Basar of the Kachi Kachim, for sure they should be able to get the Or of the kachim kachim. So says Gemara, ein mizbeach yochiach, and you can't slug up this kal v'chomer by saying that the mizbeach is proof to the contrary, because the mizbeach gets the emurim of karbanos and does not get the or of karbanos. So maybe you say the same thing: the kohanim will get the basar of kachim kachim, but not the or. Not every place part of the karban goes, does the rest of the karban necessarily go? The emurim go on the mizbeach, and yet Kohanim get the basar. So how do you know that just because the Kohanim get the basar of kachim kachim necessarily means that they get the or? She'ein lo or b'chal makom. That's because you can't slug it up based on the mizbeach, because the mizbeach never gets or. So you can't use that as a possibility that hey, why doesn't the mizbeach get the or? The mizbeach never gets the or. So if that's the case, the fact that the mizbeach doesn't get the Or of Karbanos is not mochiach anything. But the Kohanim do get the Or of an Ola, that's Beferish in the Pasuk. So if they do get the Or of an Ola, now we can use the Kal V'Chomer to say, okay, they should also get get the or of kachet kachin. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, olas ish. The pasuk says the phrase olas ish, and we darshan prat li olas hegdish. That excludes olas hegdish. When it comes to olas hegdish, kohanim do not get the or divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi the Shita. Of course, what exactly olas hegdish means is that's going to be the subject of the whole Amud Aleph over here. What is an example of olas hegdish where kohanim do not get the or of hegdish? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Prat li olas gerim. It comes to exclude olas gerim, and the Gemara is going to raise the question: what do you mean? Is it, we never have such a drasha? Ish velo gerim? What, a ger is not an ish? Why would a ger not be considered an ish? So how, where does that limud even begin? But so we'll have to see what that's about. But these are the two opinions. Olas ish comes to me might something. Either olas hegdish or olas gerim. My prati olas hegdish. Let's start with the first one. What does olas hegdish mean? What are we excluding when we exclude olas hegdish? So Amar Rabbi Bar Yosef prat la ola haba'a min hamosaros. It means that an ola is purchased with money that was tmuras asham, or let's say an asham shemesu bailav. The owner of the carbon asham died, and the halacha normally is that such a carbon asham has to go graze until it develops a mum. Then you sell the animal. You use the money that you get from the sale and you buy an ola for nidvas tzibur. So such an ola is not an olas ish. It's an olas tzibur. It doesn't belong to anybody individually. It's replacing a carbon asham that belonged to a guy, but that guy is dead. So now it just becomes an ola of the tzibur. So that's where the brice is being mema'it, that kohanim do not get the or of such a carbon ola, of an ola that's become the ola of the tzibur because it originated in a carbon asham. So it says Gemara, hanich lemandiyamar mosaros nidvas tzibur asli. That's a very good possibility that that's what olas hegdish means. If you assume that that's actually true, that when you have mosaros, when you have this leftover money because of the asham whose bailim died, and so that you're supposed to use that for nidvei tzibur, that you're supposed to use that to buy an ola for the tzibur, that happens to be the shita of the chachamim in Meseches Tmura Andaf Chaf. So I understand the drush is going to be just fine, but el mandiyam mosaros nidvas yachid asli. But if you say that the mosaros go to a nidvas yachid, that it goes to an individual, it doesn't just become an olas tzibur, so then you can't make a meimar. Then how can you exclude it based on the words olas ish? It is an olas ish. It's not an olas tzibur. So how you can explain the brisa that excludes an ola that's ba min amosaros from the pasuk of olas ish? So says Amar Kida Amar Rava, because we could explain based on what Rava says in a couple of places in Shas, but in Yuma Daf Lamed Daled, where when the pasuk says ha ola. So when it doesn't say Varuch Aleh Ha'ola, it says Ha'ola, and that teaches us that right after you burn the Eitzim, it's you bring the Ola. What's the Ola? What's the most Chashuv Ola? Ola Rishona. It means the first Ola that's mentioned in the Parshios of the Karbanos Hayom, which is the Tamid Shel Shachar. So we learn from there that you don't bring any Karban on the Mizbeach before the Tamid Shel Shachar. Tamid Shel Shachar is the very first Karban. So Hachanami, so we can have a similar drasha over here. When it says that HaKohen HaMakriv Es Olas Ish, we could darshan, and it says the Or Ha'ola asherikriv lakoyin lo yiyah. So it also uses the word ha'ola. The R of ha'ola goes to the Kohen. So what's the hey of ha'ola? Ola Rishona, that it's talking about the Ola that was originally designated L'Shem Ola, that only a carbon that itself was originally designated L'Shem Ola, not a carbon that's a remnant of some other carbon that couldn't be followed through, you know, that couldn't actually meet its original destination, like an Asham whose Bailim died, or a Tamura or something like that. That comes, that's excluded from this Pasuk, that the Or does not go to the Kohanim. Only when it's Ha'ola, when it's the Ola that was designated as an Ola, will the Or go to the Kohanim. So that is one possibility of what we mean when we say Prat li Olas Hegdish, that Olas Hegdish means Mosaros of an Asham. Rabbi Aivo Am Rabbi Yane Prat lematfis ola lebedek abayis. No, ola's hegdish means something else. It means someone who's matfis his ola for bedek abayis. He designates his ola to go lebedek abayis, meaning not for kachem mizbeach. So the kohanim do not get the or of such an ola. Lomi by lemandem kachem bedek abayis tafsi midar raisa. And certainly this is true if you assume that an ola that's hukdash lebedek abayis actually becomes kedushas bedek abayis on a dar raisa level. So this is not an olas ish, it's an olas hegdish. It actually belongs to bedek abayis. So the kohanim can't get the or. Elafil mandiyam lo tafsi. Even if you hold that on a daraisa level, kedushas bedek abayis is not going to be chal on an ola. It already has kedushas aguf. It already has kedushas mizbeach. How are you going to turn kedushas mizbeach into kedushas bedek abayis? On a daraisa level, doesn't even work. Yeah, but hani mili basar. That just means that the basar, which is kadosh b'kedushas mizbeach, because the basar is destined for the mizbeach, so that can't have kedushas bedek abayis. Aval or tafis, but the or could certainly have kedushas bedek abayis. I mean, you can't take that which is already destined for the mizbeach, is already destined for this higher level of kedusha of kedushas mizbeach, and now turn it into kedushas bedek abayis. But the or was never meant to go on the mizbeach, so the or could be reoriented toward kedushas bedek abayis. And once it's kedushas bedek abayis, it's not olas ish anymore. Olas ish means belongs to an individual person. So we have two possibilities so far. What we said, olas ish means prat, according to one opinion tonight, prat la olas hegdish. Two possibilities of what olas hegdish means so far. Either it's mosaros, it was originally a karban asham, but something went awry, something went wrong, and now it has to be a karban ola. Its money was used for a karban ola, so that ola the or does not go l'kohanim. Or we're talking about that someone, for whatever reason, decided to make this ola lebedek abayis. So then the or is not going to go to kohanim. V'chein omer Rav Nachman omer Rav Aravua prat ola ba min amosaros. Nachman Amar Rav Aravua said like the first of those possibilities, and Amar Le Rav Nuna Le Rav Nachman Kiman Kirebi Yehuda, that who are you following? You're following the sheet of Rav Yehuda, but Hahadrabe, you should know that Rav Yehuda changed his opinion. Where do we find Rav Yehuda held that Mosaros is where the or does not go to Kohanim, and that he then changed his opinion? D'tanya, we have a Braisa Shishol in Adava. Let's say that in the base of Mikdash they had 13 what they called Shofar. Shofaros were like pushkas, 13 boxes where they would put money that were used for different funds that were needed to pay for different things in the Beis HaMikdash. So of those 13 shofaros, 6 of them were designated to buy olas nedava. The money that went into those shofaros were used for olas nedava. So the la'ola haba'a min amosaros shoyu kohanim zakotin ba'ora. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that was money that was meant to buy karbanos ola that was left over from other karbanos. It was mosaros, like we spoke about before, an asham that never met its purpose and had to go to graze and develop a mum and was sold. So that money goes into these boxes, and that money is used to buy a karban ola. But says Rabbi Yehuda, shelo yuhu kohanim zakotin biora. The kohanim do not get the or of that those karbanos. You sell the or, you buy another ola with that or leketza mizbeach, and that ola is used to keep the mizbeach busy. Amar lo Rabbi Nechemia, Rabbi Nechemia says, Amar lo Rabbi Shimon, some say it's Rabbi Shimon says, Im kein bitalta midrasha shel Yehoyada HaKohen. If you are correct that an ola that comes min amasaros, the or does not go to Kohanim, then you're going to go against the medrash of Yehoyada HaKohen. Yehoyada HaKohen was a Kohen Gadol during the period of Bayis Rishon. Titanya, Zem midrash darish Yehoyada HaKohen. Yehoyada HaKohen made the following drasha from the Pasuk. Asham hu, Ashom Asham Lashem. Sounds like the Asham goes Lashem and not to the Kohen. But you can't say that because the Pasuk also says, Kachatas ka Asham Torah achas lehem HaKohen Asher Yichaper bo lo yihyeh. That the Kohen who is Mechaper with the Asham, lo yihyeh, belongs to him, so it goes to the Kohen. So how do you reconcile the two Pesukim that it's Asham is Lashem and that Asham is to a Kohen? Kol sheba mishum chatos mishum asham yilakach bo olos habaso l'shem va'ore l'kohanim. Whenever you have mosaros chatos, mosaros asham, where you have to fulfill, then you have to fulfill at the same time both l'Hashem and the Kohen. How do you do that? You buy a carbon ola, and what happens to the carbon ola? The basar goes l'Hashem, the basar goes on the mizbeach, and the or goes to the Kohanim. So what do you see? That when you're dealing with mosaros, when you're dealing with exactly the case of mosaros asham, the or still goes the Kohanim. So based on the drasha of Yoyada Kohen, Rabbi Yehuda must have changed his mind and ultimately agreed that mosaros still the or goes to the Kohanim. So again, just to review, we said that we have a drasha, olas ish prat the olas hegdish. We said, what in the world does olas hegdish mean? What do you mean olas hegdish, the or doesn't go to the Kohanim? First possibility was mosaros, when it's an ola that was originally an asham that was reoriented. So that's where the or does not go to Kohanim. So Gemara is saying, but that's incorrect, because Yoyada Kohen tells us that the or still goes to Kohanim, even by mosaros. So Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman says Rav Amnuna, Elamar b'may mukumla. So if you don't hold like if you don't hold like the Svar of Rabbi Yehuda, because Yoyada Kohen, his drasha has to carry the day. So how are you going to explain what olas hegdish means? I'll say that olas hegdish means a person who's makdish is nechasim. Ukit Rabbi Yeshua, titznana makdish nechasim. If a person is makdish all of his property, but for bedik abayis, vayibah and behemos uruis gabim mizbech, and amongst his possessions there were behemos that could be brought on the mizbech, meaning behemos that were not bali mumin, zecharim unukevos, male animals, female animals. Rabbi Lezer omer zecharim yimachul tzarchi olos. You sell the male animals to bring karbanos olos to people, not to use the money for karbanos ola, but to people who want to bring karbanos ola. So you have animals that are perfectly fit for that, so they could sell that, the Beis HaMikdash could sell that to people who want to bring a karban ola, and these animals will actually be brought as an ola. And the female animals will be sold for people who need to bring a karban shlamim, and they will be brought as a shlamim udmehen, and the money that gets paid for those zecharim and nekevos yiplum shar nechasim lebedek abayis will go together with all the other possessions that this guy has to pay for bedek abayis. Since by the nechassim that are not right in the mizbeach, clearly when he was makdish those nechassim, when he was makdish his table and his chairs and his everything else that he has in his house, clearly that meant really lebedek habayis. So even the behemos that are right in the mizbeach, in a certain sense, he also wants them to go lebedek habayis. How do they go lebedek habayis? You sell them to people who need them as korbanos. They're used as korbanos, but that money goes lebedek habayis. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, person is when a person is makdish all of his nechassim stam, so you have to sort of assess what he has and divide it up. You don't assume all of it is lebedek habayis, even the animals that are ready to be brought on the mizbech. No, zecharim atzmam yikrivu olos unikevos yimachul tzarchi shlam viavi bitmeyan olos. The male animals, they are brought as karbanos ola. The female animals, sell them to people who want to bring a shlamim, use that money for karbanos ola, for kachem mizbeach. Ushar nechasim, but his table and his chairs and his radio and his whatever, everything else he's got in his house, yiplu lebedek habayis, that will go lebedek habayis. But when you're dealing with animals that are royal mizbeach, why would you downgrade them to only bedek habayis? Probably he means that they should be kachem mizbeach. Va'afil Rabbi Shua damaradam cholik hekdesho, and even Rabbi Shua says that a person is mechalik his hegdish, that part of it is lebedek habayis, part of it is lemizbeach, hani mili basar, that's only when it comes to the basar that's royal mizbeach. Aval or toughest, but the or which is not royal mizbeach actually has kedushas bedek habayis like all of his other nechassim. So according to Rav Hamnuna, that's what the brisa means when it says olas hegdish, that the or does not go to the kohanim because these are olos whose or goes lebedek habayis. That's what it means, that a person is makdish all of his nechassim. So that's a third possibility of what oros hegdish means. So again, three possibilities of what of what that drasha meant when we said olas ish prat li olas hegdish. We had Rabbi Chir bar Yosef prat lo ola abba min amasaros. That's what we spent most of the time discussing. We had Rabbi Ivo Amar Rabbiane prat le matfis ola le bedek abayis, where you dafka take an ola and your matfis the ola le bedek abayis. And then we had the makdish nechasav. A person is makdish all of his nechasim, and we reposition it and we say, well, those things that are royal mizbeach are royal mizbeach, but the or of those things that are royal mizbeach are still going to be lebedek habayis. So those are three possibilities of what olas hegdish is, and that's the exception. That's where the or of a carbon ola does not go to kohanim. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer prat leolas gerim. But remember, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda said, no, we're not excluding olas hegdish. We're excluding olas gerim. So our conversation about that one is going to be a little shorter. Amalei Rav Simari bar Chilkiya leRavina, Atu ger lav ishu. How do you get from the pasuk olas ish prat niolas gerim, that a ger is not, that the ol of a ger is not included in this pasuk, that the or goes to the kohanim? Is a ger not an ish? Samlei prat leger shemeis ve'in lo yarshim. It means to exclude a ger who dies and doesn't have any yarshim, where all of his nechasim is hefker. So it's an ola that doesn't have a bailim. So that's an olas ish. Yeah, a ger is an ish, but after he dies, it no longer belongs to an ish because it doesn't belong to him, and there's no ish that it does belong to. The whole thing is hefker. So that's what we mean. Prat leolas gerim. Prat leolas gerim who died, and therefore the or is not going to go. It's not an olas ish. The or is not going to go to Kohanim. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tan Rabbanan, we have a Braisa, Olas Ish, Ein Li Ela Olas Ish, Olas Gerim Noshim Va'avadim Minayin. How do I know? I know that an Olas Ish, that the Or goes to Kohanim. How do I know that the Or goes to Kohanim even by an Olas Gerim, an Olas Nashim, an Olas Avadim? The Rashi over here isn't going to the word Gerim, because we just got through saying Olas Ish excludes Olas Gerim. So like in the very next line, I'm going to say, how do I know that Olas Gerim is still good? But you could argue two possible reasons why we should be Goresit. That was one explanation of what we exclude from Olas Ish. The other one was Olas Hegdish. So the mandiyama that Olas Hegdish is excluded, Olas Gerim is included. And also, more likely, Olas Gerim might mean, in this context, not an Ola that used to belong to a Ger, but now the Ger is deceased. It might mean an Ola that currently belongs to a Ger, and that no one ever excluded. That's certainly included, that the Or goes to the Kohanim. So anyway, so the Braisa says, when it says Olas Ish, how do I know? But then again, that's obvious that it's included. Why would I think it's not included? Okay, but when it says Olas Ish, how do I know that even in Ola of Gerim, of Nashim, of Avadim, that the Or still goes to Kohanim? Tamalomar Or Ha'ola. From the word Ha'ola, it's a riboy, because it could have just said Ha'or LaKohen, so Riba. So that's a riboy to include Nashim and Avadim and Gerim. Imkein, Matam Lomar Olas Ish. Why does the pasuk say Olas Ish? Ola Sha'ol Sol Ish. Prat l'shnishcha chutzuzman v'chutzum koma. Only an ola that actually went on the mizbeach and has a bailim, as opposed to an ola that was shechted chutzuzman v'chutzum koma, which is pasul and therefore doesn't actually work for its bailim, so therefore it wouldn't be called an olas ish. Lo yu'akohanim zachan ba'oren. Such an ola, the kohanim would not get the or. Yachol shanimar v'shnishcha ta shalol l'shma. So I might think that even if it's shechted shalol l'shma, where the it itself is kosher, it's just not all the bailim Chova, hov lo also the bailim lo yu kohanim zakon ba'ora, that since it's not all the bailim shem chova, the kohanim should not be zocha in the or either. Tamalomar or ha'ola mikal makom. That's why it says or ha'ola mikal makom. Tell me that kohanim are zocha in the or as well. Now, before we continue the Braisa, the Tosus on the bottom of Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph raises the question, Ein li ela olas ish, olas gerim noshim avadim minayin. He says, Mashem michad krav ma'atina noshim avadim v'dinu de'yalfinu me'adadi b'gzer shavet alola me'isha. That you only need one pasuk to tell me a din about noshim, and I know automatically, whatever the din is about noshim, the din is about avadim as well. Lola me'isha. We always associate noshim and avadim together in terms of chiyuvim in mitzvah, so in terms of what counts in mitzvah. mitzvos. Vehiksha Rav Rabbeinu Chaim. However, Rabbeinu Chaim raises the question: the Beperik HaChovel matzrich trei krai gabe edus. We need two separate psukim about edus, one to exclude women, one to exclude avadim. Why do I need two separate psukim when it comes to edus? It says very interesting. When it comes to mitzvos, so nashim avadim are always the same as far as mitzvos are concerned, but a psul edus is not always about ne'emanus, or lack thereof. Moshe and Aaron can't be made together or about each other, and we don't suspect whatsoever that Moshe and Aaron would ever lie about each other or together, you know, being kahoots together, lie about somebody else. So edus is like a chiddush akrat, like a gzeres hakasuv, and we can't like make logical associations when it comes to edus. So when it comes to edus, we need separate psukim to tell us that an eved is pasul edus, that an isha is pasul edus, because we can't even begin to understand what the reasons might be that they're pasul edus. So that's the that's why edus is different. But when it comes to mitzvos, we always associate nashim and avadim. So now the brayso goes weiter. Or ha'ola, the phrase or ha'ola is a riboy ein liela or ha'ola. I would only know that or of carbon ola goes to kadim. So now we're transitioning into the discussion of how we know that or of kachay kachim also goes to kadim of other karbanos. So oros kachay kachim, an or of a chatos, an or of an osham. How do I know minayin? How do I know that goes to Kohanim? Tamad Omar! Or ha'ola asher hikriv. So that comes, that's a riboy to include kachim kachim. Yachol shenimar ba'af kachim kalim. I might think, ooh, so once an ola, and a chatos, and an asham, the or always goes to kohanim. Why not say the same thing by a shlamim and a toda? Why not say by kachim kalim as well? Let the or go to the kohanim. So yachol shenimar ba'af kachim kalim, tamud omar, ola, ma ola kachim kachim, af kol kachim kachim kachim. That it, the Torah only specifically identifies by an ola that the or goes to the Kohanim. So we say it's got to be at least a korban that's similar to an ola in that it's kachim kachim. But if it's kachim kalim, then the or is going to go to the bailim. It's not going to go to Kohanim. So says Rabbi Shmuel, I agree the halacha is that kachim kachim, all other kachim kachim, the or goes to Kohanim as well, but not based on the drasha that you made. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, or ha'ola in liela ha'ola oros kachay kachim minayin. Where do I know that oros kachay kachim, that the or goes to the kohanim? The dinu, it's not based on the drasha, it's based on a kal v'chomer, and the kal v'chomer appeared in the Mishnah. Uma ola shelo zachu b'vesara zachu ba'ora. If even by a carbon ola where the kohanim do not get the basar, yet they do get the or, as is explicit in the pasuk kachay kachim shezachu b'vesara ne'nudin shezachu ba'ora. So when it comes to kachay kachim, where they do get the basar, all the more so they should get the or. So, and Rabbi Shmuel says, you're going to tell me that there's a pircha on the kal v'chomer because mizbeach yochiach shezach basar v'lo zach bar. Not every time something gets the basar does that same thing get the or, because the mizbeach gets the basar of karbanos and does not get the or of an ola, right? So it could be that kohanim get the basar of kachay kachim but do not get the or of kachay kachim. No, it's not a good pircha, because ma'al mizbeach shekein lo zacha b'miksas. A mizbeach we never find ever gets the or of any carbon. Tamar b'kohanim shezacha b'miksas. B'kohanim do get the or at least of a carbon ola, because that's what the pasuk says. So hol zacha b'miksas zacha b'kulei. So since they're zocha in the or, they get to be zocha in the or of an ola. They get to be zocha in the or of other kachay kachim as well. So Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel has this this drasha against the Tanakama, that the way he knows, or against Rabbi, against Tanakama, that the way he knows that the or of kachay kachim goes to the Kohanim is from a kal v'chomer, it's not from a drasha. So Rabbi Omer kol atzmo lo tzrachnu el la or ha'ola bilvad, that we only need a pasuk to tell me that the Rabbi has a third explanation. We only need a pasuk to tell me that a kohen gets the or by a carbon ola. Meaning, it's not a drasha, it's not a kal v'chomer, it's just obvious that a kohen gets the or of other kachay kachim. It's clear. Why? Shepakol makom ha'or mahalich achar basar. with the exception of the Karban Olah, every other carbon, wherever the basar goes, that's where the or goes. So the only place where you would have had a hava mina, the only type of kachin kachin where you would have had a hava mina that the kohen doesn't get it, is an ola, because the basar goes on the mizbeach. So you might have thought that the or goes to the mizbeach as well. That's why I need a pasuk. But everywhere else, it's obvious. Parman nesrafim asinu nesrafim. Hein varosei nesrafim imayim. When you have parman nesrafim asinu nesrafim, everything gets burnt, the or together with the basar. Chatos, v'yashem, v'zivchei shalmei tzibur, matan l'kohen, that are given to the kohen to be eaten. So ratzu mafshitin osan. If the kohanim want, they can skin it. Lo ratzu, ochlin osan al gabei oran. And if they don't want, the Torah doesn't require that they skin it at all. So they could keep it together with the or. So wherever the basar goes, the or goes. And kachim kalim, when it comes to kachim kalim, the bailim, the or goes to the bailim. You know why? Because the basar goes to the bailim. And therefore, ratzu mafshitin osan. If the bailim want to skin it and use the or for something, that's fine. Ratzu ochlin osan al gabei or. If they want to keep the skin together with the meat and somehow eat it together, fine. There's some fancy recipe, good, whatever you want. Aval ola nemar baviv shit os es ha'ola v'nitachos ol v'nsachel. The only one that's clearly an exception is korban ola, because the Torah demands skinning it and then dissecting it and, you know, taking different parts of it on the mizbeach and burning. So yachol oyu kohanim zachan ba'oris. I might have thought the kohanim don't get the or. Tamalomar or ola asher hikriv. Pasuk continues, la kohen lo yeh, that the kohen gets the or of a carbon ola. So that's a third possibility. How do I know that a kohen gets the or of kache kachim? Of course he does. Wherever the basar goes, the or always goes. So now Rebbe continues to darshan lo yehiyah. The pasuk says lo yehiyah that only a kohen who's ra'i to be makriv is going to be zochin in the or. So that's what we get from lo prat l'tvul yom u'mechusu kipurim, as opposed to a kohen is a tvul yom or he's a mechusu kipurim va'onen or he's an onen. So I need a special miyut to exclude them from getting the or ha'ola, and sheyachal lo yisku babasar shehula achila. Shehula achila yisku ba'or she'ena l'achila. Because one might have thought that it's true. We already know that a tvil yom chuskipurim and onin don't get the basar, but I would have said, yeah, you know why they don't get the basar? Because the basar is meant to be eaten, but the or, which is not meant to be eaten, let them have it. Why not? So Tamalomar, that's why the pasuk says lo yiyah prat mechuzkipurim tvil yom va'onein, to tell me that mechuzkipurim tvil yom and onein, that they in fact that they in fact do not get the or either of the animal. So v'tana kama nami tebukli medina. Now we're going to sort it all out. Three different shitos of how I know that when it comes to other kachay kachim besides for an ola, that the kohen gets the or. We have the tana kama learned it from a drasha. We have who was it, Rabbi Shmuel, who learned it from a kal v'chomer, and then we had Rebbe who learned it just logically. It just makes sense that wherever the basar goes, that the or goes. So according to the tana kama, why not learn it from a kal v'chomer? Why do you need a ribui in the pasuk to tell me that when it comes to other kachay kachim that the kohen still gets the or? Says the Gemara, mil sadasi b'kal v'chomer tarach v'kasav lakra. Sometimes you have something that's a kal v'chomer, the pasuk writes it out anyway. Why? Why would the pasuk write it? Meaning kal v'chomer creates a din d'oraisa. So what benefit is there in having the pasuk say it if we already know it from a kal v'chomer? So the svara is because sometimes you could ask a pircha in a kal v'chomer. So we want a pasuk because that's irrefutable. That's what the Rashmi Shantz writes. You could say l'chora more pasuk. The Prima Gadim writes in his Psicha Kolalas that there are differences in Madrega between that which is Mefurish Bekra and that which is learned out from the Yidgam Amidos, Shatar and Adreshas Behen. We find the Taz that Chazal can make a Gzeira against that which is Yidgam Amidos, Shatar and Adreshas Behen, but not against that which is Mefurish Bekra. Not all Dinim Darais are the same. So it could be Tarach because of Lakra is so that we can elevate it to a higher level Darais. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this to be a higher level Din Darais. But that's why the Tana Kama doesn't use the Kal V'chomer of Rabbi Shmuel. Hayasher Hikriv my Avodai. Okay, but what does Rabbi Shmuel do with the actual drasha that the Tanakam made. Meaning, what does he do with the words in the pasuk? So prat l'tfil yom chusuk purim va'onein. He comes to, he uses it to say that they don't get the tfil yom chusuk purim va'onein, don't get the oros of kachay kachin, because since they're not roi la'akrava, and the pasuk says asher hikriv, so that's why they don't get it. V'tepukle milo yihyeh. But Rebbe already knows that they don't get it from the phrase lo yihyeh. Why can't Rabbi Yishmael learn that from lo yihyeh? Rabbi Yishmael l'tameh, because Rabbi Yishmael l'shitaso already needs lo yihyeh to teach me a different din. Tam Rabbi Yochum Yishmael Rabbi Yishmael, nemar ba'olo lo yihyeh, v'nemar ba'asham lo yihyeh. It says lo yihyeh both by a carbonola and by a carbon asham, and we darshin. Mal halan atzmosim mutarin, just like by a carbon asham, the bones are mutar, because the basar gets eaten to kohanim, there's no din of nosar on the bones, afkan atzmosim mutarin. So too by a carbon ola, the bones of a carbon ola, as long as there's no basar attached to them, are mutar. Even though the basar is all totally burnt, so why? So he needs that phrase lo yihyeh to make that association, because mufni, you need it to be a gzer shava mufna, that the phrase lo yihyeh by a carbon ola is in fact extra, because di lo mufni, because if it were not extra ikal mifrach, you could say that you can't possibly compare an asham to an ola, because mala asham shekem v'saro mutter, by an asham the basar is mutter, so therefore maybe that's why the atzamos are mutter, but by an ola where the basar is not mutter, I might think that the atzamos are asir, so that's why lo yihyeh krei seiruhu, I need lo yihyeh to be extra so that it's gzer shava mufna, so that you can't ask anything on the gzer shava, and that's what Rabbi Shmuel does with the phrase lo yihyeh. So Bez Hashem, Elisha will pick up at the Mishnah. Sorry I left you a little bit behind, and I thank you in advance for covering the next 2 weeks.